T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Welcome to the movement on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Some of that Diane Reed. 404-892-2703. See, I didn't do what you thought I was gonna say. That ain't what I wanted to hear, and I didn't say that because I'm getting better. I'm learning and growing. We are pivoting into a conversation on Women's World Wednesday. Concerning opportunities for local business owners. My guest is a sister who is a small business consultant. She has a passion for helping entrepreneurs to take their businesses to, of course, the next level, right? That's where everybody wants to go, to the next level. She has an Atlanta-based company, and it's called Right Loan Enterprises. And she's helping clients to acquire small business loans, which are typically approved for only the most highly qualified small business owners. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, I want you to put your hands together for my dear sister, Christy Hurd.
Thank you, Brother Slaughter. It is a privilege to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're here. Okay, because you come with the highest endorsement.
Uh-oh.
You have been endorsed by... who we have renamed Sweet Frederica Jones.
That is the lady.
So if Fred say you the people, people, well, you the people. So I'm glad that you're here. And you're here to discuss something that's very important in this particular community, this Atlanta community. And I would like for you to do, as because we were talking off mic, I'd like you to share how it is that you came to Atlanta and began as an entrepreneur, and how it led you to become a person who is an advocate for small business owners presently.
Thank you, Dr. Slaughter. Mm-hmm. Yes, as we were just sharing, 30 years ago we were on an airplane headed from Honolulu, Hawaii. My husband, who was an Atlanta native, had been discharged from the Marine Corps, and I was reading in the newspaper that Atlanta was the city of entrepreneurs. Mm. And that was so exciting to me, because anyone who has their own business knows entrepreneurship is in the blood. Mm. You literally have got to have that passion, that dream, that willingness to sell out, to dedicate everything you have creatively and educationally to the idea of building something where you can be of service to others. That's entrepreneurship in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. So that was the beginning of my experience. I created an art product that sort of morphed into a business, and the next thing you knew, the doors were opening all over this wonderful city through networking and through referral. And I realized the heart that is our community here in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And my business grew. It grew almost in spite of myself. Mm-hmm. So the creativity was there, the desire to serve was there. But what I was missing was a knowledge of the fundamentals of what it takes to scale my business, to plan for my business, to get myself paid, to know what feast and famine is about, mm-hmm. and really the economics of what it is to grow. And this is really the reason many businesses fail. Mm. But in this day and age, Dr. Slaughter, we have so many resources available to us. Mm-hmm. If you're in business and you're doing well or you wish to do better, we can take a look at where you are. I am in the small business lending arena, and I am actually specializing in SBA lending. Mm-hmm. The Small Business Association is here to help small businesses to take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. But what the Small Business Association requires is that our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed.
Mm-hmm. And you know how to cross the T's and dot the I's.
You know, it's about as painful as going to the dentist sometimes looking at our financial
Lord
situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah,
so, but it
it's a painful metaphor to hear even. But
so true.
With the correct, as my dad used to say, with laboring under correct knowledge, with good luck.
Amen.
You can pull it together.
That's right. So mm-hmm. we like to take you where you are, and with the right intentions, we can help you to get yourself structured to get where you're going to go. Now, mm-hmm. the main reason I'm here this morning, I'm so privileged to be here, a dear mutual friend, my client initially, and now we are just sisters going forward. I'm really interested in her growth because she's done such a wonderful job. I want to shout out this morning to Miss Frederica Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Frederica Jones.
Sweet Frederica Jones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the owner and proprietor of the Sandtown Pub.
Well, not only do we have a place to meet and greet at Sandtown Pub, but Frederica is an awesome, awesome caterer. So we'd mm-hmm. like to talk about an event. We'd like to invite small business owners. It's just a few days away on the 27th of April, which is Saturday, at the Sandtown Pub mm-hmm. on Campbellton. We are going to be hosting a small business seminar.
Okay.
And along with that seminar, we are going to have brunch catered by Frederica Jones. And mm-hmm. that is going to be worth the price of admission, which is open to the pub.
So. I am a victim of Frederica Jones's brunch. Because I always end up eating something that I'm not supposed to, you know. But what Fred did for, because we had an event there last Saturday, we do kitchen table conversations at Sandtown Pub, and she broke out the veggie sausages.
Oh,
for a brother. Good. You see what I'm saying? And all of the folks, you know, who and because she had chicken sausages and veggie sausages, all right? And so everybody, they ain't trying to eat a plant-based diet, but the veggie sausages were so good that they started eating the veggie sausages and left the chicken sausages. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
And they were so good, I had to have one or two. So, yeah, when you talk about catering expertise is Frederica Jones in the Sandtown Pub. And when you talk about expertise in small business loans, you're talking about Right Loan. And so we want to talk about that, and we want to talk about the event a little bit more on the other side of the break, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. We're headed toward the 45, right? If you're supposed to be there by 9, you already know. you need to get on it. If you're rolling through the city, call the A. I want you to keep both hands on the wheel, but keep your radio locked to News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
My baby's fine. He always keeps me guessing. Never keeps me guessing about his love. He's had more girls nephews had money, and that's love. And you may think it funny when I say he loves me only, but who are you to say what he does? Sing fire, it's my command performance. My name is Clara Voyance, and it's all today. I was the one.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Tune in tomorrow.
Voice of the community.
I love to the poor
mind. Y'all know how I get down.
Even
so.
When I
some of that Tina Marie. Did I tell y'all about the Tina Marie? I told y'all about this thing I started. I had a club I started one time. And it's got to do with Rick James and Tina Marie. I'll tell you about it later. In the studio with me, I got Christy Hurd. Christy Hurd is an entrepreneur, and she's the president CEO of
that would be me.
Right Loan Enterprises, and she specializes in helping entrepreneurs acquire SBA loans, Small Business Administration loans. She knows how to dot them I's and cross them T's and get things taken care of so that you can get what you need to make your business emerge from where it is and go toward where it can be. Helps people to actualize their potential as it relates to their entrepreneurial aspirations. I said that. You know what I'm saying? Christy over there like, yeah, I'm going to write that down. So tell me about, just give me a little anecdotal example of how you've been able to help a entrepreneur.
Well, Dr. Slaughter, number one, we have all read the statistics. 80% of small businesses fail.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we fail is not that we don't have a wonderful product, a wonderful concept. We fail because we don't have the skills and the tools to build a strong foundation and then have the resources to grow our businesses from there. Case in point, had a gentleman I have been working with, who is a restaurateur, mm-hmm. been in business several years, mm-hmm. has a wonderful following, has a wonderful restaurant, has many employees, doing fantastic. Very much interested in duplicating that concept, having multiple locations.
Mm-hmm.
But when we take a look, at the financials, what we realized, like so many entrepreneurs, he's overextended on credit cards to keep things going from season to season.
Mm-hmm.
He might have a vendor, perhaps, who he decided he had an issue with and chose not to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that reflect in our credit report?
Right.
That credit report is basically the story of how we manage our businesses, how we manage our lives. If we have solid scores in credit, it's a sign to lenders that we are accountable and we're responsible, and that potentially we can be a good risk. Lenders want two things only. They want to know that you've got some profitability, which many small businesses do,
mm-hmm.
but they also want to know how you're managing that credit.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news for small businesses is that credit does not have to stand in the way.
Okay.
At this stage, you can go out and get plenty of money. It's expensive money, and you can get it tomorrow, even with a credit score that
right.
is challenged.
But like you said, it's expensive
it
money.
It is expensive money.
We're talking, what,
money.
20, 25?
Oh, my goodness. And not only that, oftentimes business owners will use that kind of credit like a candy jar, and ultimately it's going to hurt you, and it can potentially close your doors. So
mm-hmm.
our goal is to start with a plan. We're going to take a look at where you are, and we're going to get that commitment that you want to be where you need to be so you have access to funds that only the most qualified business owners can take advantage of.
Mm.
The money's there. The lenders just want to know, can they count on you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what we do. I am affiliated with a lending marketplace that basically has access to many, many banks. They've closed over $1 billion in loans. Mm-hmm. So our goal is, how do we get you there, and how do we get you to a yes?
Okay. So on April the 27th at Sandtown Pub, you want people to come out. Who's going to be there with you?
First of all, we are going to eat and drink and enjoy one another's company, and mm-hmm. then we are going to have a presentation by Reggie Allen, who has a master's in entrepreneurship and is a specialist not only in building personal credit but building business credit. And he's going to talk to you about the fundamentals and how to get yourself in shape to move forward and just acquire whatever you need to support your growth. And then secondly, we're going to be talking about lending, and we're going to be talking about what we can do to help you to acquire what you need so you can move forward and grow your business.
Very well. That's Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon.
Actually, according to the flyer, I'm seeing that we have a change. 11 a.m. will be our, 11 a.m. is going to.
11 to 1.
Yeah, 11. We're going to have our brunch, and about 11:45, we will start our presentations, and we look forward to seeing you there. Please come out. We'd love to meet you.
All right. So people know that Sandtown Pub is located near the corner of Campbellton Road and Camp Creek Parkway, so it's conveniently located for folk to get there. And it's going to be a great event. If you want your business to go to the next level, what if you're just interested in starting a business? Would this be a good workshop to come to?
Absolutely. You will learn a lot about what is started. And really, there are a lot of advantages. For example, the SBA looks very fondly on those who are working in corporate America may have a 401k in place.
Mm-hmm.
That 401k with a good credit score can be your ticket to getting the funding you need to start the process to get your own business going. And as we know, there are tons of business opportunities. There are online businesses. There's brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. There's wholesale. There's retail. Whatever your dream is, there is a great possibility for you. You just are going to have to take a look at it from a pragmatic sense and see where you are as far as moving forward. We're here for those who would like to get started, and we are surely here for those who want to take it to the next level. May I share my website, Dr. Scott?
That's what I would like to do, your social media.
Thank you.
Your website, your contact information.
Well, please visit me at www.writeloanforyou.com. Loan for you. That's RIGHTLOANFORYOU.com. There's actually a link so you can play around with a calculator and see what various loans would cost you if you're able to acquire the best loans available. And we are, and there's, you can surely request a consultation. Happy to talk with you and help you in any way I can.
All right. All right, then. So I'm looking forward to seeing y'all out at Sandtown Pub at 11 o'clock on Saturday.
Thank you.
April the 27th, and because I'm coming to get some of them veggie sausages.
Oh, please come. You will be so impressed. In your next catering event, you're going to have to think about Sweet Frederica Jones.
See what I'm saying? But she need to change the name of the restaurant. The Sweet Frederica Jones is Sandtown Pub. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together for our dear sister, Christy Hurd. All right, then, when we come back, we're going to pivot back into our conversation as we remember James Byrd Jr. And as we look at this death penalty situation. Would you want to see the death penalty? Do you agree with it? Also, let me remind y'all that Shava at poconnects.com can connect you with Fulton County's program for young persons between the age of 16 and 24. So you can make $16 an hour, man. You can have a GED, a high school diploma, and you can be eligible for this program. Call 347-284-2749 to get connected with Fulton County's program for young adults who wish to have an internship. Okay? All right, y'all. I see y'all on the other side of the break on the radio. The second hour was officially in the can, man. I'm your brother. Beneath me, that's the sweet sounds of the late, great Tina Marie. And I'm your brother. And I'll be black when I get back with more of this thing called the movement. It's Black Talk the Hard Way. Don't you go nowhere. Tell your people and your people's people. Dial 404-892-2703 and get in the conversation that we're having now. I then movement.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.